From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Donald Trump said Friday Republican lawmakers should abandon efforts to pass an immigration bill until after the November midterm elections. The president took to Twitter to blame Democrats for their lack of support of a pair of immigration measures, writing that Republicans should stop wasting their time on immigration until after we elect more senators and congressmen, congresswomen in November. Trump's call for Congress to postpone action comes as House Republican leaders have been unable in recent days to garner enough support for two bills that would overhaul U.S. immigration laws and bolster border security. Democrats, meanwhile, are hopeful they will win enough seats in November to gain a majority in the House. They also hope to pick up seats in the Senate, but the prospects of gaining control of the upper chamber are not as bright. U.S. President Donald Trump is threatening to impose a 20% tariff on vehicles assembled in the European Union and shipped to the United States in retaliation for European tariffs on American imports. On Friday, the day that new EU tariffs went into effect, Trump tweeted, "If these tariffs and barriers are not soon broken down and removed, we will be placing a 20% tariff on all of their cars coming into the U.S." The new EU tariffs enacted on Friday apply to billions of dollars worth of American goods, including blue jeans, bourbon, and motorcycles. The action is the latest response to President Trump's decision to tax imported steel and aluminum. He has also threatened to place more tariffs of billions of dollars worth of goods imported from China. This is VOA News. Fighting continued around the Red Sea port of Hodeidah in Yemen Friday, even as reports said the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels might be willing to cede the port to a UN team to administer. However, as Edward Uranian reports, Arab media say the Houthis are denying that claim.
Scattered fighting continued in and around Hodeidah Friday as the Saudi-led coalition and Yemeni forces loyal to the internationally recognized government consolidated gains around the city and made small advances in several places. Saudi-owned Al Arabiya TV claimed that the government of Abdrabu Mansour Hadi now controls around 85% of Yemen. VOA could not independently confirm the claim. Despite reports that the Iranian-backed Houthis are losing ground, the group's leader, Abdul Malik al-Houthi, continued to insist that reinforcements are being brought in to bolster forces loyal to his group. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Meanwhile, United Nations aid agencies are ramping up humanitarian operations in Hodeidah as fighting between government and rebel forces for control of the port heats up. A spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Laerke, says that aid agencies are deeply worried about civilians caught in the middle of the conflict. He notes even before the fighting began, conditions in Hodeidah were some of the worst in the country.
If malnutritional support from humanitarian partners is disrupted, it risks the lives of almost 100,000 children. Hodeidah was also one of the epicenters of last year's cholera outbreak, one of the worst in modern history.
The port of Hodeidah is a vital lifeline for people throughout Yemen. It imports humanitarian relief supplies and is the main entry point for commercial goods, including fuel, food, and medicines. A damning UN human rights report accuses the government of Venezuela of operating within a climate of total impunity, where security forces are not held accountable for even the most heinous crimes. The report finds Venezuelan authorities have failed to promptly and effectively investigate killings, as well as the excessive use of force and the killings of protesters by security forces. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights is recommending a commission of inquiry to look into the situation. OPEC ministers Friday agreed to increase oil output, a move that could ease supply fears and lower world prices. This is the cartel's first decision to boost supplies since 2017. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.